This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Ministry of Education has constituted a high-level committee of experts to ensure the transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations by the National Testing Agency. The seven-member committee, chaired by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, has been tasked with recommending reforms in the examination process of NTA to enhance efficiency and prevent breaches, improve data security protocols, and review the structure and functioning of the agency. The panel will evaluate existing processes, suggest improvements, and define clear roles and responsibilities within the NTA. The committee will also assess the current grievance redressal mechanisms and propose enhancements. The committee has been given 2 months to submit its report to the ministry. After the constitution of the committee, Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan said that students' interests and their bright future will always be the government's top priority. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that the government is committed to transparent, tamper-free and zero-error examinations. He said the setting up of the high-level committee of experts is the first in a series of steps to improve the efficiency of the examination process, put an end to all possible malpractices, strengthen data security protocols, and overhaul and reform the NTA. India and Bangladesh today shared a vision for the future to enhance connectivity, commerce, and collaboration for the prosperity of both nations. The vision document highlights India's Viksit Bharat Vision 2047 and Bangladesh's Smart Bangladesh Vision 2041. These documents were exchanged between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bangladesh counterpart Sheikh Hasina following bilateral talks by the two leaders in New Delhi today. Briefing the media this evening, Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Kwatra said that both nations signed documents on digital partnership. A green partnership document for a sustainable future was also signed. He added that leaders of the two sides have also agreed to intensify engagement on counter-terrorism, counter-radicalization, and peaceful management of the long land border between the two countries. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The President said these regular interactions reflect the enduring spirit of friendship and cooperation that began with the journey of Bangladesh's Liberation War of 1971. The President was happy to know that under the leadership of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Bangladesh has made significant economic progress. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin on Monday. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartrihari Mehtab, who has been appointed as pro-term speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the centre's support to states and union territories through timely tax devolution, finance commission grants and GST compensation arrears is aimed at boosting their growth. Chairing pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of states and union territories ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25 in the national capital, Ms. Sitharaman also encouraged them to take advantage of the Centre's scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment. In Pakistan, police claim to have foiled a major terror plot with the arrest of 22 terrorists of ISIS, TTP and other banned organizations in Punjab province. Counter-terrorism department spokesman in Lahore today said that security personnel conducted 152 intelligence-based operations in different districts of Punjab this week and arrested the terrorists. In golf, India's Rahul Gangji secured a victory at the PKNS Selangor Masters in Malaysia despite a challenging final round. Starting the day with a comfortable 5-shot lead, the 45-year-old finished at 8 under for the tournament. And that is the end for this news bulletin.